live in a society which is drowning in a throwaway lifestyle where it seems everything is disposable. The same everything is disposable mindset inspires doubt. Doubt, meaning something which rips apart, shreds any firmness, and shifts our weight to suddenly being off balance. Doubt is powerful stuff, I tell you. It seems anymore, a persuasive argument isn't actually necessary to change anyone's mind. All you have to do is poison their confidence by presenting opposing ideas towards a prior existing agenda and just let the poison do its work. Slowly over time, those who are not fully persuaded, as in not possessing confident faith, shifts little by little. Doubt grasps at the small, unresolved threads which hang off our character and faith, and tugs at them over time, incrementally attempting to unravel what we thought was solid and firm. Our eyes, our understanding and awareness seem to have priority over our mouth, which explains why everything about our media service is so visual. The galactic fight for our eyes is incredible. The ancient Hebrews considered our eyes to be the gateway to reality, but by the mouth, reality is brought into being. I've read that the eyes bring insight, but the mouth gives expression to our insight. My summary of Psalm 19, 2-15 goes something like this. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the expanse of the sky tells of His handiwork. May the expression of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart find favor before the Lord. A little skepticism is healthy, but when it bleeds into all we think and do, we easily doubt and become cynical. Skepticism says, maybe not. Cynicism says, I sincerely doubt it. And there's that word again, doubt. The Lord calls to us to be consistent in our heart and mouth, in all, He says, consistent in what we believe and say. James 1:6-8. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. For much of everything we read in the news, there is this undercurrent representing a persistent effort to make a deception seem authentic and acceptable. But in order to achieve this, they must begin with some bit of truth, and then twist it, tearing it to pieces, inspiring doubt of what is true, encouraging people to buy into the smooth deception.
It's the number one show on TV.
Or
the number one radio show.
When it's not.
The late night host is the most popular voice on late night TV.
Or,
he is the most listened to radio host on the air in America.
When he's not. Sure does sound good though, and it plants the thought in our heads that we might be missing out on something better than what we're watching or listening to. We doubt God and ourselves, persuaded by a creeping agenda from hell to poison our firm faith in God. Then the propagators of doubt step back and just let the poison do its work with an evil giggle at the thrill of tearing to pieces hope and courage among those who are available to be manipulated. Is the Lord God or not? If He is, we've got to stand firm and not be moved. Doubt drives us to silence and confusion. Doubt inspires conflict and ill will and is the opposite of faith as a noun, and belief as the action verb derivative of faith. Faith is where you stand, and believe is what you do when you're standing there. Doubt grows knots in our character and creates a joint with which to be manipulated in what we thought was solid. Doubt drives us to decide between two issues which, prior to that, we were confident about. This isn't about reflective thought, meaning to ponder things in order to come to a conclusion based on the word of the Lord. The idea of James 1:6 in the use of the word doubt is that we are not to be divided in action and prayer, or to be double-jointed. Doubt holds hands with a back-and-forth contrary wind, whipping our sails in confusion. The preferences and standards of God are not human doctrine, but the Word of God. The Word of God is not subject to public opinion. Did you hear that? The Word of God is not subject to public opinion. When we doubt, we are at odds with ourselves. We believe and yet don't believe, slammed back and forth. Doubt and unbelief are partners, the opposites of faith. The visual of James 1, verses 6 to 8, is of someone who does not stand firm on the promises of God, but moves restlessly like a wave of the sea, double-minded and inconsistent in all conduct. The word used for doubt brings out very clearly the inner crevice in the rock, so to speak. In Romans 4:20, speaking of Abraham, it says, "No unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God." That wavering or doubting was not something Abraham possessed. He didn't own the fertile ground of unbelief where doubt grows. We could say that Abraham was not inwardly divided. In Romans 14, verse 23, it isn't necessarily about eating, but more about being divided. "But whoever has doubts is condemned if he eats, because the eating is not from faith. For whatever does not proceed from faith is sin." Paul is speaking to the one who has no certainty about their judgment or action, someone who is inwardly at odds with themselves. How do we go to church, demonstrating our faith, and yet at the same time come to despise the less fortunate and them without Christ, acting according to the standards of the world and not according to the promise which God has given? James writes that the inconsistency of this is sin. Oh boy, that's pretty pointed. "Be strong and courageous. Believe in God and be determined to not allow the poison of the world to divide your heart and mind." And you know, again, there's nothing wrong with checking out the facts to find the truth. Of course not. But when we doubt God, we become split, like a growing crevice in a rock. When people fully realize they truly are no longer safe, almost anything is possible. What do you think? Thanks for listening. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.